Hey everybody, it's Matt Romano, and here's the latest from Sci-Fi Wire and the worlds of science fiction, fantasy, and horror for Tuesday, November 3rd, Election Day, 2020. The world lost a genre legend this weekend, as former James Bond and Indiana Jones alum Sean Connery passed away at the age of 90. Connery was one of the most acclaimed 007 stars to ever carry a license to kill, and leaves an indelible mark on cinema history. He also brought Indiana Jones' father, Henry Jones Sr., to life in that franchise. Check out more on Connery's legacy at Sci-Fi Wire. The long-lost would-be blockbuster Chaos Walking is still in the works after apparently being put on the shelf for some retooling once it missed its 2019 release date. The film, directed by Doug Liman, stars A-listers Tom Holland and Daisy Ridley in a future dystopia. Co-star Mads Mikkelsen says he was called in to re-record some audio, so it sounds like work is underway to get the film ready for release. Here's hoping we get to see it soon, or at least it locks in a new release date. Turns out Marvel Studios' Blade reboot was originally being eyed for the small screen. Oscar winner Mahershala Ali, who will be taking over as the Daywalker, says the project was considered for TV before he signed on, and it shifted to the big screen. Of course, Blade started on the big screen with a successful film trilogy. There was also a short-lived Spike TV series adaptation, but the less said about that, the better. Blade will enter the MCU during its delayed Phase 4. Could Jyn Erso make a return to the Star Wars universe? Actress Felicity Jones says she'd be up to reprise the role of the Rogue One heroine, who was vaporized by the Death Star at the end of the film. She joked reincarnation is totally possible in the Star Wars universe, and hey, it's a sci-fi after all. Is anyone ever truly gone? A new horror flick has entered the box office landscape. Come Play knocked off Honest Thief for the top domestic slot with $3.15 million. Even with theaters outside of New York City allowed to reopen, key locations in Manhattan and Los Angeles remain shuttered amid the ongoing pandemic. As such, fresh releases aren't bringing in big bucks like they normally do, but some smaller films are stepping in to provide some fresh flicks, and they're getting a chance to shine with the limited competition. Rewatching some classic Bond films? Think we'll ever see Chaos Walking? Have some Blade theories? Tell us all about it on Twitter, at Sci-Fi Wire. And again, remember, it's Election Day, so if you haven't voted yet, what are you waiting for? Get out there and vote.